Coming to you from Forgotten America in the dead center of the flyover states, I'm Steve Gruber. God bless America. This is the Steve Gruber Show for Friday, July 19, 2019. Here are three big things you need to know right now. Number three, the World Health Organization has just declared the Ebola outbreak in the Congo a worldwide emergency, and now the Congo is enforcing strict rules in the areas known to have been infected. Could the virus already have migrated to the West? Two, Ilhan Omar wasted no time in getting right back into the anti-Semitic comments that have defined her brief time in Congress. The freshman member of Congress making the incomprehensible comparison of Nazi Germany to Israel. No, for real. And number one, a contentious week in politics. The left is screaming bloody murder, but it may well be the president who comes out on top as he has successfully branded the most radical members of the Democrat Party and the new face of the left. It is Trump versus the squad. It is the American dream versus socialism. That is what we will see on the ballot in 2020. And the question is, what kind of a country are we going to be? What kind of a country do we want to be? Furthermore, there are other indications of a mindset shift. A new Harris Harvard poll that we shared last hour, we'll share with you now again. Taken at the end of June, weighted property, I looked over the demographics of it, 37% Democrat, 32% Republican, 29% Independent. You can take that for what it's worth, over 1,100 respondents. More than half of Americans believe that if we can't get resolution to the border crisis, that there should be mass deportations, that those that are in the country illegally should be rounded up and sent back to where they came from to do it right. If you can't stand in line and do it properly, you need to leave and come back and stand in line and do it properly. Let me remind you that Barack Obama said, if you want to stay, you need to learn English, you need to have a background check, and you need to go to the back of the line. Can you imagine if President Trump came out and said that today? They'd go bananas. They would go absolutely insane. He's a racist. He's a bigot. This is what Barack Obama said. Learn English. Do a background check. And then go to the back of the line because you tried to cheat. We don't allow kindergartners to skip to the front of the line. We're not going to let adults do it. But they're being separated at the border and put in cages. No. They're being held in detention centers that have a thing called chain link fence. The same things you find, you know, modular pieces at Tractor Supply or wherever you shop. Why? Because there is an influx of people into this country like we've never seen before. Why? Because they know if they come and rush the border, they might get in and never have to leave. And these are the policies and programs put forth by the left. Why? Because the left sees this as a flood of new voters. Period. Paragraph. Trust me, if these people were voting Republican, that border would have been sealed years ago. The problem is there's a rise of the Hispanic right. There's also a rise of the Hispanic population of the Chinese that have immigrated to this country. Because many of these people have seen the failures of socialism. Think about those coming here from Venezuela. How do you think they'll vote when they become citizens? They're not going to vote for the same garbage that destroyed their country, I can assure you of that. They're going to break for the exit, and boom, they're going to be going to the conservatives, the Republicans. I'm surprised the Democrats haven't made a move to block anybody coming here from Venezuela or to slow immigration from China, because there's this shift to the right current. I mean, you go out and find these, and you look these things up, and you learn it. You know, and you've got all of these self-righteous Democrats screaming about what the people chanted at the Trump campaign rally in North Carolina a couple of days ago, but they say nothing about a mob of protesters tearing down an American flag at a United States Immigration and Customs Enforcement facility in Aurora, Colorado, and replacing it with a Mexican flag. Do you think that sells in middle America? Do you think that is the kind of thing that sells in middle America? No, it's not. The next day, a gunman associated with Antifa attacked an ICE detention center in Tacoma, Washington, attempting to light a 500-gallon propane tank on fire to destroy the facility. He got in a gunfight with police and was shot dead. I didn't hear Chuck Schumer come out and talk about that. I didn't see the squad, the squid with its tentacles, come out and talk about that, did you? Because I missed it if they did. If you're a Democrat seeking your party's nomination in 2020, what's your response to these events? The answer so far, nothing. No Democrat has said a thing about the mob in Colorado or the gunman in Washington. But of course, they're throwing a fit over ICE raids to arrest and deport those that have been found to be in violation of federal law by judges. By courts and judges that have found these people, you failed. You tried to stay. You've been through the process. You lost. You still haven't left. We're going to remove you. We are a nation of laws, right? Well, for the left, we have a nation of laws as long as those laws are convenient. You know, look at some of these leftists. Julian Castro made the odd assertion that overcrowding at the detention center that Mike Pence visited recently was the result of the Trump administration slashing aid to Central America and undermining the asylum process. That doesn't even make sense. Then you've got Kamala Harris, Elizabeth Warren, Bernie Sanders, all posting messages from the ACLU advising immigrants how to break the law if ICE comes and shows up and says, you have to go now. And of course, Elizabeth Warren, she's accusing the administration of physically and sexually assaulting the migrants that come here. Really, Liz, you really think that the professionals in law enforcement of the United States government are physically and sexually assaulting the migrants that come here? What kind of a sick and twisted world is it inside of her dark mind and, more importantly, her dark heart to even think that's the case? I'm sure you have some bad apples here and there, but good Lord, to label and smear the law enforcement professionals of the United States government that are doing their level best with limited resources and no help from the Democrats in the House to control an unruly border, and this is what you say about them? Elizabeth Warren, by the way, the most likely right now, in my estimation, to get the nomination for president of the United States, unless the Bernie bots can make their way through to the polls. If the Bernie bots can hold on, they might do okay. But I think Joe Biden's dead in the water. The latest polling, not good for old Joe. No, he's below. He's at 28.4% nationally, holding on in Iowa and New Hampshire, but not by much. Sanders and Warren coming up on him fast. And if you put Sanders and Warren's numbers together, they beat Joe Biden. It's a Friday, cleaning up from the mess in aisle number three. That's what I'm doing. I'm Steve Gruber. This is The Steve Gruber Show.
You've seen the headlines. Water purity has never been more important than it is today. It's time to give yourself and your family the best water you can. Wolverine Water is Michigan's premier water treatment company and has been since 1947. Wolverine serves customers statewide, and they're ready to test your water for free. With everything you've heard, you need peace of mind. You need Wolverine Water in your free water test. Go to SteveGruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo. That's SteveGruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo.
Hey, parents. Finding it hard to communicate with kids in today's world of ever-changing slang?
Hi, son.
Excuse me?
Introducing the Communicizer. Just strap non-toxic Communicizer to your mouth and go from boring old man speak.
Oh, you know, I'm here if you want to talk.
To 100% off the chain.
Text me whenever, yo.
It's that easy.
Thanks to Communicizer, I'm relevant to my kids again. I mean, A fly, boo.
And now when you buy Communicizer, you get the auto-tune attachment free. Sounds so hip-hop, your kids will want to talk to you for hours.
I used to have to walk 3 miles uphill to school every morning, shorty.
I love you, Dad.
I love you too, son.
Communicizer is not available in stores because it doesn't exist. But that's okay. You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Because kids in foster care don't need perfection. They need you. For more information on how you can adopt, go to AdoptUsKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt Us Kids, and the Ad Council.
Raise your health IQ on everything in school sports, from concussions to nutrition and much, much more, at the health and safety page of the MHSAA website. You can download information and take a variety of free online health courses. It's the hub dedicated to helping schools provide a healthy participation environment for student athletes. Just click Health and Safety from the homepage of the MHSAA website. A message from the MHSAA promoting the value and values of educational athletics.